Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today, once again, is Rob Bonham, market leader for BDO Digital at BDO USA. And Rob is back here for the second episode in our three-part mini-series on the fundamentals of building a successful demand generation strategy. In this episode, we are to look at demand management. We previously talked about demand creation. Specifically today, we're going to discuss how to automate and scale demand management to drive the right ROI and the new role technology like AI plays in enabling this. Welcome back, Rob.
Thank you, Natalie.
So let's get right down to business. What are some of the ways retailers can both automate and scale demand management to drive revenue?
Well, I'm going to sound like a broken record for those that have listened before, but I continue to make the point that data is the lifeblood for all marketers. So it makes sense that data is going to play a big role in scaling demand management. And how you utilize that data is obviously critical. So you need to ensure that you're using that data to create the right message to the right person at the right time. So we talk about personalization at scale. Data allows you to do that. And when you start to automate your process and scale demand management, it's really around this personalization. So data is going to be critical to that, particularly with your nurture campaign. So how you're reaching out and communicating to prospects at this point in the demand creation funnel, it's going to be really important that you're doing that and communicating the right way.
So you mentioned the amount of data, and I'm sure that there is a massive amount of data out there that retailers are collecting on their customers, potential customers, future customers, and that's a lot to manage. And we're here to talk about how you manage that data. So I guess my favorite topic, I'll bring that up again, is AI. And does AI play a role in helping retailers manage this data? And if it does, what are we seeing AI do here?
Yeah, it absolutely does, and continues to grow. So demand management is kind of the, if you will, the plumbing of demand creation. How we talked about creating demand in demand creation, but now that you start to get leads and you get people interested in your product or your company, how does that flow through to get them to be no longer prospects, but now to be customers? So AI plays a huge role in that, in terms of predictive sales, helping you score leads, determining which ones you should put more effort on versus another. Personalized prompts is important. The use of generative AI in modeling. All marketers should be, if not familiar with that, start to get themselves familiar with that. Social listening, sentiment analysis, what are people responding to, and analyze that. And the other thing is, identifying possible attrition. So we talk about shopping cart abandonment and things like that. That's attrition. Okay. So AI can help you with that in looking at how patterns are that you want to avoid, where people are going to, bail on you. The other thing that's really become more and more important these days, if you're building your own campaigns as a marketer, there's several tools out there today that weren't necessarily available a year ago when we talked, for both content and copy creation, as well as keep creating campaign flows. I know that Adobe has a product called Firefly and Firefly Services that once you get up to speed on that, it has access to a ton of content, and it can also start to help you create that content and build campaigns by yourself.
It's so amazing how just a year from when we last spoke. There's so many, even like new terminology. And although we used AI a year ago, certainly not to the same extent we're using it today, or even words like social listening. I mean, it's a whole new vocabulary that we're using today that perhaps we didn't use 2-3 years ago. So keeping that in mind, with all of this change coming in, you know, how can retailers use technology, data, processes to enable them to scale their demand management efforts?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I kind of fall back on some of the things that we've done as marketers for years and years, and that's, you know, QA and QC. That's still a very important aspect of demand management. A/B testing your campaign still needs to be a constant process. So you don't want to fall into setting it and forgetting it, even though the technology kind of leads you to think that, but you can't. You need to be diligent in terms of what you're doing, what the results are, and AI will help you start to do that kind of testing beyond what you could do, even a year ago.
Incredible. Well, thank you, Rob. And we look forward to continuing the discussion in our next episode. In the meantime, make sure you add us to your podcast library so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Speak to you next week. Thank you.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.